Perfect. All right, we'll go ahead and call to order the Redbridge Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 and 2 to order. Today is May 23rd. It's 11:05 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Mike, your chair, I'd like to start.
My name is Michael Crandall. I'm the board chair.
My name is Sheila Michaelis. I'm the treasurer.
And David Hutchison with CLA.
We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. And for the record, I should say I'm also the district clerk. So just for the record. All right. First up, the board meeting minutes from our January 21st meeting. Board, you need me to put them up? Do they look accurate? You good with them?
I'm ready to make a motion to approve them.
Okay, perfect.
I reviewed them as well, so.
Okay, take that as a second from Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, I'll quit sharing. David, first quarter financials, all yours.
Sorry, my third screen's not pulling up. Let me move it over to the other one. There we go. Sorry about that. Okay, so first quarter financial statements for Redbridge Public Infrastructure District number one. Starting in the balance sheet, we have as of March 31st, 2025, in the checking account, $2,168.69, $1 in the savings account. We have accounts payable of $7,209 for an ending fund balance of $2,169 or $70. In the debt service and fund, UMB bond fund, we have a balance of $205,710. In the surplus fund, $1,405,594. In the pledged revenue fund, $16,906. Due from other districts of $107,313 and receivable from county treasurer of $113,194. An ending fund balance of $1,848,716. In the capital projects fund, in the money market, we have $65,761. In the unrestricted subordinate project fund, $282. Accounts payable of $7,661 and retainage payable of $58,090 or $100, giving us an ending fund balance of $66,043. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. Revenues, we've had $8.13. Expenditures, we've had a total of 8,433, consisting of accounting, auditing, and district management. That is a re accrual there of stuff that had reversed, and that gives us ending fund balance of negative $5,039. In the debt service fund, we have interest income of $15,796, and we've had a bond interest payment of $443,200. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $1,848,716. Moving on to the capital projects fund, we've had interest income of $2.70 and giving us an ending fund balance of $282. With that, I'll open it up to you. Any questions, if you guys have any, and or would like me to drill into anything further? And
I have one question, but I don't know if you can answer it or if we need to talk to UMB. But on that first page, the bond fund, the surplus bond fund, we used 400, $430,000 roughly of the surplus bond fund to pay the first payment of the bond this year. I'm just wondering why we didn't use the rest of the initial bond fund before we touched the surplus bond fund.
I think they just went to make one single transfer. If we want to, we can instruct them to pull those funds first. And what they would probably do is transfer the amount that they needed to make that the 433,000 into the bond fund, and then from there make the payment from that bond fund. But yeah, we can definitely talk to them and make sure they do it that way for the next payment if you'd like.
I just assumed we had to use all the normal bond funds before we could use the surplus bond funds. So
Yeah.
probably you could.
It makes more sense to me that way also. But they just came in and I'm assuming they just wanted to do one transfer and pulled it from there.
Long as it's all right, I'm okay.
Okay.
That was my only question.
Okay. Sheila, did you have any questions or?
No.
Okay. Turn it back to you then, Michael.
Well, let's go. Just can you go to PID 2 and then we
Oh,
can cover
my
approval of
apologies.
both of them together? Yeah.
Good call. Thanks.
Might as well. Yeah.
Okay. So for Red Bridge, Public Infrastructure District number two, in the balance sheet, we have assets consisting of receivable from the county treasurer, $107,313, and liability due to other districts, $107,313. And we do not have any revenues or expenditures so far during the year, as no property taxes have been received yet, or any income for the assessed values either. So my apologies on that. I completely overlooked it. But any questions on Red Bridge 2?
No.
When does the revenue start coming in, the property taxes?
So we've completed the audit for the 23, and we're working on 24 right now to get that completed. And excuse me, 22 was the one that we completed. 23 is the one that we're working on getting that completed. Once that one is done, then that will get us off hold, and the county will be able to transfer property taxes that they've collected. And then they can send that. Let me just try. I'm just trying to check real quick on.
We're on hold for 2025 or 2023.
It's well. So the financial statements are due. As of my understanding, is June 30th of each year for the prior year audit. And then if I also understand it correctly, have kind of a grace period up until September 30th. And then after September 30th, it will put a delinquent status on the district and puts things on hold starting, I want to say, the end of the year. And so because the 23 audit has not completed, it's still on hold for that year. And
Okay.
correct me if I was wrong in any of that, Michael.
No, you were right.
Okay.
So,
So
do how far out was the timing for 2023?
checking my tracking file real quick. Okay, so all of the files for the audit have been sent. The audit has been drafted and is currently in review status. And once it gets finalized review, we'll send that over to Haney for their review. And then they will be able to turn that around. Our initial goal was to get all of these, or well, this done, completed by the end of this month. And so we're working hard to try and get that there.
But you say you finished 2022. Is that something, do we see those eventually, the 2022
We
audit?
got them. We got them and signed them in end of January, I think, or 1st of February.
Okay.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, Sheila, I'll send them to you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah. If I didn't, I apologize.
I'm sure I, well, I signed, I must have signed them, right?
I think you're the only one that signed them, actually.
Be honest, I don't remember. I'm pulling them up now.
So while you're pulling
David.
those up, David, you were hoping to have stuff done by the end of this month, your stuff, but what do you have as an estimate of actually getting everything back from Haiti? 30 days?
No, they've been pretty quick on most of these that we've been working on. I mean, we've been working on audits for 23 for other districts and 24, but we've communicated with them that once they get this one, that we'd like to get this one kind of a higher priority to get it turned around quicker. And some of these they've been able to get it turned around within a week.
Oh,
So,
okay.
I mean, pending any questions, any issues that come up, any adjustments that may delay things just slightly, but it's usually another day or two, not expecting another month. We're expecting to get turned around fairly quickly.
Very
Okay.
good. And do we know if this county is actually holding any of the taxes or is it possible they just haven't received any of that money as well?
I would believe that they have received a lot. I haven't talked to my contact at Utah County Treasurer's Office in the last month, but I can reach out to them and see what's being held right now,
It
if that helps.
seems like they gave us some tax revenue a couple of months ago, 11,000 or something. So I imagine if they started holding it was since then till now.
Well, that was for I thought that was for this year, the 11,000.
But if we were on hold, they would have held everything. Is that right, David? Or are they only holding certain years?
They're supposed to hold everything once it gets placed on hold.
Oh.
I know Utah County has made another payment to another district that was on hold. And so I'll reach out to them and confirm, and then I'll send an email to the entire group, just
Okay.
letting everyone know how much is or has been collected, and if like the amount that's being held right now.
Okay, that'd be good to know.
So Sheila, it came in January 29th is when I got it.
Okay.
So I'll shoot it over to you.
Okay, thank you.
And then Mike, you signed the management representation letter on the 24th of January.
For the 22 or 23 audit.
Let me double check, but I'm pretty sure it was for. Oh, Sheila did. Sheila signed on the 24th.
That would have been for the 22 audit, yes.
Yeah.
So we'll be getting some of those docs. But actually, we would have also needed to just sign them for the 23rd before they got this far in the audit, wouldn't we? Or do we still need to sign those?
So the management representation is going to come in order to finalize. We'll get that sent from Haney here pretty quick when they're ready to issue everything. So I'll have you guys sign that. Then we'll get the final audit. But as far as the engagement goes, the engagement letter would be, let me
I'm
see
thinking
if
we
we've.
signed an engagement letter over a year ago. But Whether that's the case or not, I guess it doesn't matter.
See. So we've got the one signed for 22. You guys sign that one on the engagement letter the 30th, January 30th, for the 22 after it came in. I don't show that we've got 23's engagement letter. So that's something I'll reach out, or David, if you want to reach out for 23's engagement.
Just double checking my email just in case. But yeah, I'll reach out to Shannon at Haney and ask them for a engagement letter if I can't find anything in here.
Yeah, you can or I can, however you want. I don't care.
No problem. I can yeah, I can reach out to her right after I meet this call.
Okay, perfect. Okay, any other questions, board?
Not about financials.
Okay. Could we get a motion then to accept them as presented?
Yes, I make a motion to present the financials as presented for both the bids 1 and 2.
Thanks, Mike.
I second that.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Sheila, we talked on Monday with Mike about the quarterly reports are getting ready to be due. Was there any development that you remember in the first quarter?
We did put the power in phase one, the power and
Okay.
fiber.
I'm going to shoot you guys then that development section. If you can just add maybe a little bit of specifics to it, that way I can just get it ready and then I'll send it back, Mike, for your signature.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. If you'll look for that, Sheila, I'll
Yeah.
do that right after.
Okay. And then
Okay. That's everything I have.
I've got one question for you, Michael, but may, you only because Brandon's not on, I would have asked him. Since we did use that surplus fund, Brandon mentioned we need to inform the bondholders that we're using that surplus fund.
That is something I don't know. I don't, let me double check if I've got the governing doc, well, the indenture. I don't think I have the indenture, which is where that would be. So I would need to get that from Brandon. So if you've heard that, then that's probably the case. I don't know specifically how he would want us to do it.
Should I ask him that, or is that, would you be
I don't
involved with
care
that?
if you want to ask, I can ask however you want it, Mike. I don't care.
I'll send out an email to all of us, including Brandon, just letting them know that they did take that out. So what day did they pay that, David?
Sorry, say that one more time. I was focusing on that.
What day did they pay that bond payment?
Give me just one second.
First
I'll
biannual.
pull that statement up. It probably, well, let's see, should have been March 1st, I believe. I still have the financials open. It'll say on the very bottom here, in the schedule. Payable February 1st and August 1st. So it would have, yeah, it would have been February 1st. I'll pull up the statement just to confirm that real quick.
And I believe doing the math, it looks like we probably paid the 15,000 we got earned in interest, and then the rest of it was paid by the surplus bond. So 425,000 427,000. So I'll send that email out to tell Brandon when we paid, how much we paid, and see what we need to do.
Okay. Yeah, let me know. Okay, if there's nothing else, anyone?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, good to see you guys.